It is Ban This Filth, Neil Atkinson with Steve Graves, Phil Blondel, Neil Docking, and arguably the question, and we'll do it last, the question I am happiest with ever to have asked and conceived of for a Ban This Filth. I'm absolutely overjoyed with it, but it will be the third question. We will build up to it. I like you get a minute and a half, but if anyone wants extra time on question three, just let me know because I want full working on it. You should be excited, listeners. But we do have Steve Graves, we do have Phil Blundell, we do have Neil Docking. And Phil, how did you feel about Neil playing some mind games there and keeping everyone waiting?
Disgrace, frankly. He thinks he's the big man, but he's coming 10 minutes late. 10 minutes, it's not 10 minutes late, as Steve pointed out while we waited, but it's actually 24 hours and 10 minutes late. He stretched this out for an extra day, needed an extra day to prepare himself psychologically, but you're in no one's head, Docking, no one's head.
Did Steve, last night, did you get all the fake pizzas that Docking had delivered that you never ordered, delivered around to yours? Did that happen last night, all the 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., did that all come together?
Yeah, and all the fellas, he's beeping the cars outside my hotel. It was all pre-planned, but it's fine. You know, we're focused here in this camp. We're ready.
Neil, do you feel as though these mind games are working for you at this stage?
It really isn't deliberate. I mean, if I was going to be playing mind games, I'd be saying I was 10 minutes late. 10 minutes, 1 minute for every episode of Ban This Filth that I have emerged victorious from. As I don't know if you're aware, I did win the last installment, which actually achieved the decima. My fans have been dreaming of it for a very long time. Could it be done? And it could be done. 10 Ban This Filth victories. I mean, it's something to behold.